Tom Jankowski invited you to that meeting with the commissioners and John Whitney. Mm-hmm. Why?
I think with my role in with CLEAR and Garfield Clean Energy, and we've been talking about the coal mine methane resources in our region for the last couple years. We've brought out some experts, and they've participated in workshops where we've focused on clean energy alternatives for the county, mm-hmm. including microhydro, coal mine methane, solar. And so I think he invited me because we've been involved in those discussions okay. and have maybe a little bit more of an understanding of the local opportunities than others might.
What changes does the Board of Garfield County Commissioners want to see in the CORE Act?
The existing CORE Act has a section that would study coal mine methane opportunities in the North Fork Valley. The Garfield County Commissioners would like to expand that study to include the Thompson Divide, which would include Coal Basin and other old mines outside of Redstone, and then expand it outside of the Thompson Divide designation to include the old coal mines in the Hogback area okay. of Garfield County.
What needs to happen then in order to satisfy what the commissioners are asking?
As far as I know, I think John Whitney, staff person for Senator Michael Bennett, and others are now working on the language in the CORE Act to expand that study from the North Fork Valley to include opportunities in Thompson Divide and Garfield County. Mm-hmm. And then once that's included, I believe they're going to run that by the county commissioners in hopes that then that will help the county commissioners decide to support the CORE Act.
So it sounds like Garfield County is just, and Colorado really, is just starting to take a look at, really take a serious look at greenhouse gas emissions and what we can do about it.
Yeah, because I think when you have opportunities like this, where we have a potent greenhouse gas just being released into the atmosphere, but it's actually a fuel source, mm-hmm. and Garfield County has been very... we are an energy county, as everybody knows, but we also have, we're energy as far as renewables as well. Every single one of our towns is covered in solar mm-hmm. for the government buildings.
Every town in Garfield County?
They might not be 100% yet, but every town in Garfield County has solar on public buildings.
Wow, that's yeah. impressive.
Yeah. yeah, it's really exciting. So I think it shows the commitment to looking at all energy sources and all opportunities, and this is one of those.
What difference would it make, really, to spend all the money on infrastructure to capture this methane in the long run? What difference is it going to make?
I think that's one of the reasons why they're requesting a more in-depth study, is to help identify how long-term of a solution it would be. The motivation behind the Oxbow mine with the Holy Cross and Aspen Ski Company was both to find it's not necessarily a renewable source, but it's a cleaner source of electricity for the grid because you're taking this escaping gas and turning it into a resource. Mm-hmm. In addition, you know, methane has a much bigger impact on our atmosphere than carbon dioxide does. So, you know, working to protect the planet from climate change, mm-hmm. capturing methane or dealing with methane in another way is a beneficial use. And that is where the projects can also pencil out. The company that runs that capture effort in Oxbow Mine is Vessels Coal Gas Company. And because they're capturing that methane, then they also have a market in kind of the emissions trade where, and this starts to get beyond my exact knowledge, mm-hmm. but California will pay for efforts and invest in efforts to reduce emissions or capture methane, even if it's in another state. So there's other financial opportunities there because it's such a potent emissions, you know, that impacts our climate.
The Colorado coal mines, what's the percentage of contribution to state greenhouse gas emissions?
I don't know the answer to that question. The legislature did just pass a bill. It's Senate Bill 96. And that will have the CDPHE, which is the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, do a statewide inventory of greenhouse gas emissions. And so I think that will be the first time that we've had a codified law requiring this inventory, and that is exactly the type of information that the inventory would collect.
Thank you, Erica.